sucked. It was, you know, one of our poor performances of the Ivy League season, but I give Dartmouth a lot of credit. I thought they played terrific, and they had us on the run the whole night from a defensive standpoint. Patman on senior night had quite the game, and we really couldn't get a handle on them from a defensive standpoint.
What does it say about those guys to make almost every shot in the second half?
Yeah, the only thing I can say is we did too, so thankfully. You know, we shot 59% in the second half. They shot 51, so, you know, we couldn't get a handle on them from a defensive standpoint. And, you know, we tried 1-3-1, we tried 2-3, we tried man-to-man, and we ended up just sticking with a man. But Patman is a player that can create his own shot. He's a very good player offensively, and he was a tough guard for us. You know, Barnett's, you know, probably one of the most improved players in the Ivy League. And, you know, they were ready to play tonight, Dartmouth was, and give them all the credit in the world. They really took it to us, and we were fortunate to get out of here with a win. But, you know, when you're competing for an Ivy League championship, we'll take a half a point win and get on the bus and go back to Philly.
The defensive job they did on your big man certainly had an impact on this game.
Yeah, you know, Mark is... He's continually getting in foul trouble. He's got to stay away from some of the foolish fouls that happen early in the game. He's too good of a player to be only playing 16 minutes in the game tonight. They didn't really have an answer for him when he came back in the second half. You know, I think he scored, you guys probably know, I'm just trying to recall, but I thought he scored about 5 or 6 or 7 points in a row in the low post. You know, we wanted to continually go to him. He's got to be on the floor. So, you know, we didn't really have an answer for Patman, and I don't think they had an answer for EB or Mark Zoller. But that was, again, you know, did we play well? No, but Dartmouth had a lot to do with that. They played a very good game.
But how did it change your game plan with Mark accumulating some fouls at the time?
Well, we still have some other guys that can post up out of our offense. You know, Brian is tough on the block, and Brian came up with some real big plays, some offensive rebounds, and you know, I thought the guys, we were really on the ropes, and we stepped up, and we're not a good foul shooting team. We hit some foul shots. We did the things we needed to do to hang in there and persevere and win the game. So it wasn't pretty, but it was a win, and this time of the year, we'll certainly take it.
And a sweep up here, you got it.
Yes. I mean, you know, last year's team went to the NCAA tournament. They were 12-2, and they won overtime game, two-point game. You know, so, hey, people are gunning for us, bringing their A game. I thought Dartmouth did that tonight, and we withstood it and won. It wasn't pretty, and we'll go back and evaluate the tape, and it's not too late in the season to correct some of the mistakes we made and get better, and we'll certainly try to do that when we come back to practice on Monday.